Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. We're in the daf of Zechra Archover, Moshe Baruch Benosa. Okay, we got up to the middle of the daf. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. So we've had two dinim over here. We saw in our Mishnah that the din of Chatzi Kav of Atzomes and Chatzi Lug of Dam was what was needed for Giluah Hanozi. We saw also in the Mishnah of Eilis that Reva Hakav of Atzomes and Reva Revius of Dam is Metame Be'ohel. Now, we're used to the idea that those are two completely different issues, and that what's Metame Legabi Giluah Hanozir is different than what's Metame Legabi the Dinim of Tumah. However, initially, says Rabbi Eliezer, it wasn't that way. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Zikenim Arishonim, early on, before this halacha became Muchrat, it was a machlokas between the early zakenim. Miktzatan hayu omrim chatzi kav atzomot v'chatzi lugdam lako. So they didn't make an afkamina between giluach hanazir or the other dinim of tuma, such as legabe truma, legabe kochim, legabe oisei pesach. It's all the same. There's one shear, and that is the chatzi kav and chatzi lug.
Whereas rov atzomot, rov yidam, we're not metame at all. Lo lako, not for anything, not for nazir to be megaleach, and not for being the time truma of a kachim in any fashion.
Now that would be okay like our Mishnah, but it's not okay like the Mishnah Noyalis, because the Mishnah Noyalis lists Rova Hakav and Rova Arevit. There was another Shita among the Rishayim, Umiktzatana Yomrim, Av Reva Atzamos, Revias Dam Lako. They held, like the, of the Mishnah Noyalis, that even a Reva is sufficient for everything, and they weren't, not like our Mishnah. So it's Lako. Bezdin Shalach Areyim. So in other words, we had one Shita Lefi, the Mishnah Noyalis, and one Shita Lefi, the Mishnah Nozir. But they didn't hold of each other. It turns out that these Mishnayas were arguing. The Mishnah Noyalis is giving a din of Reva Atzomes and Revi Yizdav. The Mishnah Nozir is giving a din of Chatzi Kav and Chatzi of a Lug. Chila, there was a Das among the Chachomim that held that there was no such Nafkamina, that all the Shirim are the same. So one group held that the Shir was a Chatzi Lug, and a chatzi kav, and that works out very well according to Mishnah Nozir, except they said it wasn't unique to Nozir. It was a din all over. One group held among the Zakenim that it was a Reva Revius and a Reva Akav, which works out very well according to Mishnah in Oyalos, but does not work out according to Mishnah Nozir. Until came along Bezdin Shalach Hareyev and Amru, they said that it actually depends. That chatzi kav atzamot we have is sufficient, b'chatzi lugdam is lakol. That is certainly going to make a nozer be megaleach, make a eisa pesach, and so on. Revat samiz revias dam is also metame, but not for everything. It's metame only for truma and kochim. Avolo la nozer v'eisa pesach. However, when it comes to a nozer to be megaleach or to the mechayev and eisa pesach for truma, that he should now not be able to bring his tumim, make his pesach another time. So over there, it's not Metamehim. Mefarish has a unique shita, which is that they're saying that it's Reva is a Revius and Reva Akav is a Derabbanan. And therefore the Rabbanan wouldn't be Mamid Divrayan Babakam Koris. So to miss out on your Korban Pesach or to be Megaleach as a Nazar and bring Karbonis, which is an Isser, there they said, no, they're going according to the Uraisa. However, it seems clear from the Gemara, and we'll see the other Rishonim learn, that it's really Alok Lamen Shabbi Sinai. And that in the end, we have two separate shiurim. We have a shiur of Tuma, and we have a shiur of Giluach. But that's not because they made like a Gezerah. It could be that he's also being Mefarish. The Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara held the Chathila that the reason that we paskin like the Bezdin Shalach Hareyem is because the Bezdin Shalach Hareyem was a Machriya Beneyem. So in other words, it turns out that we have a Mishnah in Nozir and a Mishnah Oyalist. Both of those Mishnayos are consistent if we hold to the Bezdin Shalach Hareyem. Then there's no contradiction because there's a unique din by Nozir. Where that unique din comes from, the Gemara at this point believes it comes from the fact that there's a klal called Halacha Kedivrei HaMachriya. What's Kedivrei HaMachriya? When somebody takes into consideration both shitas and shows you where you can apply this shita, where you can apply that shita, so then we view that as being a balance between the various shitas. Asks the Gemara, but this is not a dat machriya. Because michti, ein hachra'a shlishit machra'at. The din is that if the machriya inserts a new element that hadn't been taken into consideration originally, it's just a new shita. See, if the first das of the sikani would have said that it's a chatzilug for nazir and a chatzilug for truma v'kachin. Then in Achinami we see that they're talking about a difference between nazir and other things. If the other one would have said the shir is rova lug afilu l'nazir, let's say they would have said something like that. So then I would have seen that both shittas are taking into consideration a nafkamina between nazir and pesach on the one hand and truma v'kachin on the other. Did anybody ever say anything about that? Did anyone raise the issue of there being a difference between truma v'kachin and naziris? No. So now comes along a dash lishis that says, okay, I'll give you a compromise solution. What's the compromise solution? I'll create a new issue. The new issue is the difference between Nazir and Pesach and Kachim and Truma. A new issue is not called a hachra. You're just a new shita now. So why would we paskin like a shita that's not a machriya? This is a dash lishit, and that's called ein hachra ashlishit. Something that introduces now a third issue in order to create a compromise between two shitas is not considered to be machriya. Omrev Yaakov Baridi, that's not why we paskin like the Bezin Shel Achareyan. The reason we paskin like Bezin Shel Achareyan is because mipi shmua amru. They came to be made that they had this as a Kabbalah. Ish mipi ish, mipi chagai zechayu malachi. So that means that this was something already that the Nevi'im HaAchareinim were meisa to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. And therefore, obviously, we'll paskin like it. We weren't aware of this nafkamina before they were made. So it turns out that really there are two shitas, two rather circumstances, both of which are midiraisa. There's one set of circumstances which is nogea giluach of a nazir and the din of pesach, legabe tuma bepesach. There's another set of circumstances, legabe bing metame truman kachim, legabe achilas truman kachim, bing metame. Over there, there is a much more Chomur Shir, because even in that case, even a Reva Ravias would be Matami. However, it's not Matami to create a problem with an Issachar Sakravas HaPesach, or to be Machayev a Nazir, to be Seiser his Yomim, and to bring Korbanos, and so on. Continues the Mishnah. Al Elu HaNazir Migaleach. Now, if we look again at the Mishnah, and it's Kedai to do it, let's take a look at the Lashon of the Mishnah and see that we have a double Lashon. The Mishnah begins on the Testament base, Al Elu Tumeis HaNazir Migaleach. And then, after writing all of these cases, Al Elu HaNazir Migaleach, at the end of listing the two sets, right on the fourth of the big lines. Al Elu HaNazir Migaleach, Umazir B'Shish B'Shmi, etc., etc. So we repeat the same words twice. We introduce the Mishnah, Al Elu Tumeis HaNazir Migaleach. And we end basically the Mishnah with Va'alelo al-Nazir Megaleach, and so on. Why are we repeating it? We can just say one time, Alelo al-Nazir Megaleach, and Mazir Shlishi Vishvi, and so on. What do we need it twice to mention Alelo al-Nazir Megaleach? And certainly each time that we say Al-Elu, it comes to exclude something else that not. Al-Elu, yes, but you're supposed to understand, but not on something that's not included here. So what is the first one coming to tell me? Al-Elu Duresha, the opening of the Mishnah, that says al elu megaleach, but not on something else. That's an attempt to exclude etzem kisaora. Now, even though it's Tosfos points out, but the Mishnah says al etzem kisaora, you're not megaleach on an ohel. That's true, says Tosfos. However, it's often that the Mishnah says it's din v'hadar mefarish, and then it explains the details of the din. So as if it would have just said al ezu anozem megaleach, which would have excluded the Etzem Kisaira, which obviously was not mentioned in the cases at the beginning of the Mishnah. I would have said, but that's maybe it's excluding it totally. But never Al Etzem Kisaira. So therefore the Mishnah comes to be Mefaresh. No, I don't mean totally. I mean that you're not going to be Megaleach on the Ohel of an Etzem Kisaira, but you will be Megaleach Al Maga Masem an Etzem Kisaira. So that's called Tona V'Hadar Mefaresh. That's a klal in the way that a Mishnah is sometimes formed, that it tells you over the din, and then it gives you over the details, the explanation of the din. Okay, and what about the alelu of the seifa? What is that coming to tell me? The alelu of the seifa? That is coming lemu'ute evan hasichachot. Now, evan hasichachot, again, is a bit of a problem. What is it referring to? If we learn that it's referring to the case which is mentioned immediately in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, that comes a bit later, we haven't learned yet, where the Mishnah lists the things that another is not migaleachan, which is that if you have an oven that's sticking out of a wall, and you've got a lot of, very often you find in the old buildings here also, We have decorative pieces that stick out, or they hold a little board, or like a little semi-mirpeset, or a piece that sticks out of a window to put flowers on. It's very, very common. And you've got them on all different levels. And Nazir's walking by, and there he's misupik where he was, where he passed. He's not sure if he passed under this particular heaven that juts out, that's over a kever. See, I have the same thing with Dr. Spolsky. I got him in the chemia here. Got to keep massaging him to keep him awake. It's the chair. I never thought of that. So then we'd have a problem again, because we'd have to. But the Mishnah says beferish that on that you're not megaleya. So there too, Tosus would say, and as he does, that it's a toner of Adam Mefarish. So in other words, first we say Aleilu, but not on something else, and now let me explain to you what I mean. Okay, the truth is, however, it's a little bit problematic, because to say it the first time, where I follow what I said immediately in the same Mishnah, and I don't introduce it with anything else, makes sense to say toner of Adam Mefarish. To say that after I introduce the next Mishnah by saying, and there are things that are nozer, not Megaleichon, even though the Metami then list them, I mean, doesn't sound like that's the pirish of the closing klal of the previous Mishnah, because it starts with its own approach. So therefore, some have, first of all, a completely different pshat. Namely, and this is the Mefarish's pshat, that an Eben HaSochechet is talking about where we are creating tuma not with a stone that is jutting out of a building, but rather with a stone that is being carried by somebody. And it's not a tefach, it's a keovi hamardea. Now that's a particular new shear, which in certain cases is maybe tuma, but not if it's made out of evan. So in other words, something that is made out of a material that is itself not makabel tuma is not maybe tuma, where you have keovi hamardea. And that's how the Mefarish learns the pshat over here. There's also another girsa. The other girsa is not evan hasochechet, which involves us in the next Mishnah, but rather evan misama. Evan misama is a unique type of tuma. Again, these are din we haven't gotten to, but it's halach l'moshe m'Sinai, which is an evan. The lashon of misama is based on the posik, the suma, put it down on. So that's a suma evan. Based on that, we use the lashon evan misama. And that means where you have an evan, there's like 20 different shitas, but one shita is you'd have a heavy stone that's on a mace, where it doesn't make any difference the extra weight that you'll add by kind of sitting on that stone. And over there, another is not megaleh achalav. Okay, so maybe that's what it's referring to. But in any event, there's a point of saying both times, al elu and not something else. Either the Mishnah will be mefarish what and not something else, or you come to the conclusion yourself. The next case that we learned was v'chatzi kav atzamot. So if you have a half a kav of atzamot, then you'll be metame and megaleh. Bimaga ubamasa uba ohel. Asks the Gemara, I don't get it. You're saying chatzi kav atzamot, only chatzi kav atzamot. But rova atzamot? Not. But hechidami. I mean, ilay medeitbo on atzamot kiseora. If you have over here small pieces of bone, and one of these bones is, it's very small, but it's the shear of a barley grain. So that itself, we said an etzem kiseora, would be metame all on its own. Koshkin, if I have a whole big pile of etzem kisora, right? So then what's the question? Tape claim mishum etzem kisora. Forget about the shear of the chatzikav or the rovakav. If there's a shear of an etzem kisora, would be metame on its own. Answers the Gemara, ela de ikmach akmuchi. It's talking about that these bones were ground up and they're mamish like flour. In other words, there's not even a shear of a grain. There's not a shear of a grain. That if it wouldn't be for a new halacha of Rovat Zomais, wouldn't be Matami at all. Comes along now a separate shear of ground up Kikemach bone, which is Matame for a Nazir in Chatzikav, and Stam to be Matame Berovakav, even though you don't have an Etzem Kisaura. Now, the truth is that this is an absolutely ridiculous question. Because what's the din of an Etzem Kisaura? Is it Matame Be'ohel? No. It's the sole member of the set, the second set in the Mishnah, in which you can have a tumah that another is megaleach only through maga and masa. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What do you mean? Rovakav not. Don't you have a shear over here of at least the netzim kisora? Yeah, you do. So what if you do? Big deal. But we're talking about being metame ba'olel. And an etzem kisor is not metame ba'ohol. So the Mishnah is saying, if you have a chatzi kav, it's metame ba'ohol, but if you don't have a chatzi kav, it's not metame ba'ohol. What's wrong with that? What are you asking? Well, it should still be metame because of an etzem kisor, but an etzem kisor itself is not metame ba'ohol. There's something absolutely wild about this question. So Tosfos says, the Gemara is taking into consideration something that we are going to see shortly. And I want to wait until we see it, and then we'll get back here and understand the kasha in light of the diak of the Gemara later, which is coming to explain what the real point of our Mishnah is. So we'll get back to it in a moment. Then the Mishnah continues, al aver min hamet v'al aver min hachai sheyesh aleihem basar karoi. So now, if there's a full aver, remember that an aver includes basar, gidim, v'atzamot. How much basar needs to be on an aver in order for it to be metame? Whether it's an aver min achai or aver min hamet, kara'ui. What does kara'ui mean? So that we came to understand, kara'ui means la'alot aruka. That if the aver had been still mechuber to a living organism, this amount of living basar would have been able to regenerate the aver kitzurato. Says the Gemara, okay, so let's be medayik now in the Mishnah. It says, Eva min ha-meit, Eva min ha-chai, shi yesh aleihem basar kara'ui. But how about in aleihem basar kara'ui? What would be the din? So obviously, the Mishnah is saying it's not included in the klal of being megaleach for maga masa va'ohel. Good. But is it b'mago b'basa? If not ba'ohel? Or is it b'klal not? Assuming, obviously, that there's no kizayit min ha-meit on it, assuming there's no etzem kisaora on it, but in other words, there's nothing else to be metame. There's just basar gidim ve'etzem, pochas mishir of a kizayit, pochas mishir of an etzem kisaora, but an aver is an aver metame, not ba'oel, but it doesn't be megaler b'mago b'mas. That's our question. There's some who are medayik, the Meiri specifically speaks out from the Gemara, that the machlokas is b'chlal is it metame. If it doesn't have any of the shirim of metame, it's not legami nazir, it's a beklal metame. Forget about whether nazir is megalek. Okay, let's see where it's been dyed from in a moment. Shereish lakish, so we have a machlok. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ein nazir megalek. A nazir, even bebago mamasa, will not be megalek on an aver that doesn't have basar karoi. As long as there's nothing else to be metame, obviously. Reish lakish omer, a nazir megalek. Because according to Reish Lakish, even though he won't be Megaleach for Tumas Ahel, he will be Megaleach for Tumas Magavamas. Now let's see what the Machlokas is. So Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ina Nazir Megaleach Aleihem. He says, I'll show you very clearly. Hakatani Bereisha. Look, the Mishnah opens up with the words, Al Ever Min Hamet, V'al Ever Min Achai, Sheyesh Aleihem Basar Kara'ui. Okay? It says very clearly, only where Yesh Aleihem Basar Kara'ui. So that means dafka, in a case where yesh aleihem basar karoi, obviously the kizayit is wrong, it's a wrong girsa, because that's not what the Mishnah says, and it's obviously not true, because a kizayit min hamet is metame without being part of an aver, so that would be a little silly to talk about a kizayit. But, so in other words, the correct girsa is, she yesh aleihem basar karoi, or basar, whatever that shir is, in, en aleihem lo. So the nazir is not megaleach if there's no shir of kizayit at all. Reish Lakish Omer, no, it's not coming to exclude the aver totally. It's coming to exclude the aver for being metame ba'oel. I'll prove it to you, because if the aver was not meant to be metame at all, why is it not included in the list in the Seifa, which lists things that the Nazir is not megaleach? How come it leaves that out? Must be, because indeed, this is not one of the cases that the Nazir is not megaleach. So therefore, says Reish Lakish, Midaloka Tani Besefa. Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? Loka Tani Besefa. Of course, Loka Tani Besefa. Kol Echa de Mishma Michalala, Loka Tani Besefa. Why would it write something in the Sefa where it's clear to me from the Reisha that this was excluded? The Sefa doesn't come to repeat what I already know from the Reisha. Says the Gemara, that's not true. The Sefa absolutely does. Because the Reisha lists Chatzi Kavat Samot. Now, is Chatzi Kav Atzamot just as clear a diyuk as Eiver Sheyesh Aleihem Basar? That only Yesh Aleihem Basar, but not Mat. Okay. Chatzi Kav Atzamot, only Chatzi Kav Atzamot, but not Rov Atzamot, right? But not Mat. Okay. So Chatzi Kav Atzamot, which I also could make the same diyuk. Chatzi Kav Atzamot, yes. Rov Atzamot, lo. And nonetheless, it says Beferish in the Sefer, Vikatani Beseifa, Rova Atzamot? Now, what are you going to do about that? So don't come and try to tell me that any time I can make the diak in the resha, I don't list it in the sefer. Oh, says the Mishnah, that's because I have to say that's a unique situation. Because Ilotana Rova Atzamot, if it hadn't said Rova Atzamot, my conclusion would have been Hava Amina Afilo al Magaove al Masaolo, that there's no din of Giluach even on touching or carrying a Rova Atzamot. Therefore, Lach Itzach Lamitne Rova Atzamot, where over there it's coming to tell me only a Rova Atzamot Lememra to teach me that the Al Ahilanu Deina Nazir Megaleach. The only thing that the Nazir is not Megaleach on is Dafka Tumas Ohel. But Enoch Hinami, it would be Metame, the Nazir, to be Megaleach if it was Bemarga Ubemasa. Now, getting back right here at this point, I told you we're going to soon see something which will explain the Gemara's Kasha before. Says Taisvitz, from here we see that the Chiddush in the Mishnah over here is, because the Gemara asks, what's the point of listing Rova Atzamot Eina Nazir Megaleach Aleihem in the Seifa, if I can already be Midayakit in the Resha? And it answers that it's coming to tell me that Pochot Michatzi Kav, you're not Megaleach only on the Klal of Ohel, Maga, and Masa. It's not included in the opening set of the Mishnah, which is Metame three ways for the Nazir to be Megaleach. However, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Maga and Masa, you are Megaleach on. Says Tosfos, if that's the case, the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah, of the case of Rova Hakav of Atzamot, is Bedavka to tell me not that it's not Matame Ba'olam, but that it's Matame Babagu Bamasa. That's what I now understand, according to this Gemara. Taking that into consideration, now asks the Gemara, Hey Chidami, where do I need this big Chiddush that a Rova Atzamot is Matame Bamagu Bamasa, even though it's not Matame Ba'olam? Where there is an Etzem Kisaora. We know that an Etzem Kisaora is Metame Bemago Bamasa. You see? We thought that the Gemara's Kasha is, where are you telling me that a Chatzi Kav Atzamos is Metame to be Menazim Megaleach Ba'ayel and Bemago Bamasa? To which the Gemara says, I mean, what do I need to know that for? Doesn't it say that, I mean, if it included an Etzem Kisaora, anyway we would know that it's Metame, which is absurd. Because if it was an Etzem Kisaora, it would not be Metame Ba'ol. So what are you asking me a crazy question like that? That was Tosis's problem. That's the immediate thing that shouts out to you in the sugya. What kind of crazy question is that? What do you mean if it has an Etzem Kisaora? An Etzem Kisaora still would not make a Nazir Megaleach Ba'ol. It's not even Metame Ba'ol. But now, says Tosis, that we understand that the main point of the Resha is the Chiddush that less than a Chatzi Kav is Metame B'Mago B'Masa, even though it's not Metame Ba'ol. Ask the Gemara, taking that into consideration, that I already know that that's the main point. I mean, that's a Chiddush. If it included an Etzem Kisaora, you listed Etzem Kisaora Beferish as something that's Matami B'Maga B'Masa. To which the Gemara answers, it's talking about that it was ground up and it didn't have an Etzem Kisaora. So as the Gemara's initial question was including this current analysis of the real interrelationship between the Resh and the Sefer. So in this case, in Achinami, we have a special need to point out the distinction between Tumas Eil and Tumas Mago Masa, because I would have no way of knowing that in a case of Ikmach Ikmuche, that there's any Tumah that a Nazir is Megaleach on at all. You see? So I need to repeat it in the Seifa in order to make sure. Oh, so then what was the Resha saying? Ah, now I get it. The Resha was saying that it's Metame Ba'Eil, but it is Metame Ba'Mago Masa. You see? But Shein Kain, in your case, Resh Lakish, the case of the Eva Shein Alav Basar, and you're saying, so how come it's not mentioned in the Sefer? Excuse me? Why do I need it to mention in the Sefer? But I don't have enough brains to figure out on my own that if it says in the Resh not, only the case where it does have Basar, then the din is if it doesn't have Basar, no. I don't need to mention again every single case all over again. That was now the Gemara's answer. It's easier to be Metame B'Margul Masa, of course. So lahachi itzrich lemisnei rova atzamot. It's not that it's more chamor; it's that it's more prevalent. It's the simplest way of being matam. So to teach with the al yilan hutein anozim begaleach. Ask the Gemara, but how about chatzi lugdam? Chatzi lugdam, where I could also make the same diak, right? I could say The Mishnah says, Aleluah nozer migaleach al chatzi lugdam. Oh, so davke chatzi lugdam, but less than a chatzi lugdam, like a revius lugdam. So there, the nozer would not be migaleach. No, so I could figure that out from the Reisha. Nonetheless, it says in the Sefer, the Katani B'Sefa, revius dam. Now, why would it have to do that for, if I already knew it from the Reisha? There, that's a special, also a special need. Over there, it's lafuke min Rabbi Akiva. That's coming to tell me that the Mishnah wants us to know that we shouldn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, who holds the Omer Rabbi Akiva, revius dam abba mishnei metim is metame ba'ohel. So it wants to stress again, listen here, if we're talking about a revius dam, it's bechlal not metame, that meaning is bechlal not metame like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now getting back to the case. You said an aver min amet that does not have bosar kara'ui. Now, what's the case? Sechidami. Id it be etzem kisa'ora. If there's an etzem kisa'ora anyway, then an etzem kisa'ora is betami b'maga or b'masa. So then my time of the Rabbi Yochanan, how can Rabbi Yochanan say, ino nazir migaleach alayim even b'maga or b'masa? It would be betami because of etzem kisa'ora. Videlet ba etzem kisa'ora. And if it's talking about that there's no etzem kisa'ora, where does Reish Lakish come off saying, what's his makor b'chlal? I mean, we can't just create tumas. Where is the makor in the Torah for an Avram and Ames to be metame without basar kara'ui? You're saying it's not being metame because of kizayas basar. Doesn't have kizayas basar. It's not being metame because of etzem kisa'ira. Doesn't have an etzem kisa'ira. It's not being metame mishum Avram and Ames, which is ardiyak from the pasuk, where it does have basar kara'ui. Halacha l'mashmi Sinai. So what the heck is it being metame from, according to Reish Lakish? What is this, a whole new brand of tumah that Reish Lakish picked out of a hat? Says the Gemara, Malchal Reish Lakish. Excuse me, gentlemen. Of course it's talking about that there's no etzem kisora. I mean, otherwise, what are we discussing, me and Rabbi Yochanan? What do you think, we're crazy? Obviously, you're under less by etzem kisora. I'm telling you that there's a chiddush in the Torah that adds a new tumah, 100%. That's exactly what I'm telling you. But I didn't pick it out of a hat. It happens to be a drusha in the pasuk. And now let me explain it to you. Afilu achi rachmona ravia, the Torah HaKadosha was marba, a case which you're not aware of, which is a new diet that tells me that there's a difference between an aver that has enough basar to regenerate, which is metame ba'ayah, and an aver that does not have basar to regenerate, which nonetheless is metame b'magum b'masa. And here is my makor. My makor is from the following brayta, the Tanya. It says beferish in the brayta like this. V'chol asher darshins the pasuk. V'chol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh. So this is basically the makor of many, many of the dinim of tumah in the parsha of Parah Adumah. So it says v'chol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh. We're going to darshin each one of these words. B'chalal cherev al b'meit. So the simple meaning is b'chalal cherev is a body that's been murdered with a sword. Al b'meit or dead, meaning maybe not murdered. Again, this is the parsha of the meaning. O be'etzem adam, or touches the bone of a human. O be'kever, yitma shivat yami. That's what the pasuk says. Now let's be medayik, says the brayta, each word of that pasuk. So first of all, let's begin with the word of the alpnei. So the pasuk begins with alpnei hasadeh. What's the pshat? Alpnei hasadeh. This is talking about where you're outdoors, and nonetheless, there's something that's betame because of alpnei. And that's talking about ze ama'ahil alpnei hamet. This is referring to a case where somebody is not in a room with a mate. He's still in the sadeh. But nonetheless, in walking over the mate, he's betame. As if he was in the ohel hamet. In other words, the tumah comes out and hits him, so to speak, as a beam. Even though there was no contact. So he simply walked over the face, let's say, alpnei hamet. That is sufficient to be betame, even though he's lying in a sadeh. Okay, then we have b'chalal. B'chalal is talking about b'chalal. It just says b'chalal. B'chalal does not have to mean someone who is dead. B'chalal would mean something that no longer can live. It's had its life force removed from it. So it's become hollowed out. Libi chalal b'kirbi, right? So it's as if it's become removed from inside of me. So this could be referring to an aver that was removed from a liver being. So therefore, we darshan the chalal, that's talking about an avram and achai, and that we know that the shear over there of an avram is a full avram. V'yeshlo la'alot aruka, it has sufficient still flesh on it, that if it were still connected to a living organism, it would have been able to regenerate. Then it continues on to say, Cherev. Ah, so Halal Cherev teaches me also a halacha, which is also halacha, l'mishmisina, that Cherev harezeh kechalal, meaning that even though normally there is an attenuation of tumah each step, so let's say something comes in touch with a mace, so the mace is avi avot atumah, now the kli is an avatumah. That kli, which is an avatumah, will be matame anod to make the adam a rishon latumah. So it goes down a step each time. But there's a chiddush here that if it's a cherev, meaning if it is something that's made out of metal, like a cherev, then cherev hareyu kichalal. It's as if you touch the actual body itself, and it's metami as if it's the avi avot atumah. Special halacha by tumas meis that we don't find anywhere else. Obemeit, so now what's the point of saying the meit himself, if we said the mael itself is sufficient? That refers to an aver hanechalal min hameit. So in other words, bichalal cherev obemeit is bichalal hameit. So bichalal hameit, before we had bichalal, the bichalal is referring to an aver min achai. Bechalal meit is referring to an aver that was nechlal min hameit, so it's now a single aver of a body, and that itself is metame be'oil. O be'etzem adam, that refers to a rova atzamot. O be'kever refers to a kever satum. Now, a kever satum is a major, major machlokas rishon. Let's learn our sugya like the way Tosfos learns it, which is against the way the Ravid learns, and that is that there's a halacha that if the tumah of the kever cannot escape the tumah, paradoxically, normally, if there's not a space of a tefach over a tumas meis, so then the tumah breaks through whatever cover there is and beams as a beam, straight up. But it won't extend to the sides, right? So that's called tumah ritzutza. Tumah ritzutza is where whatever would have previously broken the beam of tumah is now, doesn't have an area of one tefach above the source of the tumah, and therefore it breaks through that thing as if it isn't there, but it broadcasts tumah in a direct laser beam. In other words, it doesn't spread at all to the side. So it's like a coherent beam of tumah that you'd have to pass exactly above that tumah in order to be tummy. However, paradoxically, if what we're referring to is an actual coffin, so then if there is a chalal, which keeps the tumah inside the kever and doesn't allow it to burst forth, then what happens is that the kever itself becomes tummy. So normally, why would a kever be tummy? There's no tumah of a kever. Ah, but here the Torah is saying there's a whole brand new source of tumah. It's called the tumah of a kever. So if the mace is bokea through the kever, where would that? That there's not a poteach tefach. So then why would the kever be tomei? The tumah has already burst forth and it's going in a beam somewhere else. But if the beam is contained within the kever because there is a poteach tefach, then the kever itself becomes tomei. I ask Tosfos, but what about all the places where the Gemara always answers that it's talking about there's a poteach tefach, so that prevents the tumah from coming out? Says Tosfos, well, all of those cases have to be talking about that there were openings, and it wasn't a kever satum, so it was an opening on the side, which was very normal in those days when you used to bury inside of a kuch, so the side is open, and above it's not open, so over there that's not a kever satum, because it's not sealed. But if it would be sealed and the tumah would have nowhere to go, then the kever itself becomes tummy. Okay, and the other shitas hold almost the opposite. But on the contrary, if it's contained inside, then the kever is not. But fine, okay. But we'll learn like this for the purposes. Diomar mar. Now, according to Tosfos, this diomar mar is sort of just we're throwing it in. It's not really essential over here, because what this is talking about, says Tosfos, has nothing to do with the kever. Bichdi, stam, says Tosfos. Yeah. Tuma bokad viola bokad vioredet. Tumah breaks out as a beam and goes up and down directly as a coherent beam. So if you pass over underneath the beam, so then you'll be impacted by that tumah. Okay? Now, I want to continue my raya, okay? Now, I understand you guys. You got me. You're right. It doesn't say anything over here about an aver being matami if it doesn't have basar. Ah, okay. This is all benogea tumah in an oya. Now, let me show you that there's an additional drasha and an additional braita about tumah b'negiyah. And that is from here. The ilu gabi negiyah. Nonetheless, when it comes to the question of maga, which I am insisting that an Eber will be metami b'maga without etzem kisayra, without baser kizayit, and without baser sufficient lahalot arukah, and nonetheless, despite the fact that it's not metami b'oil, it certainly is metami b'maga, and you said, hey, Reish Lakish, where the heck did you come up with that? Now I'm going to show you, man. Here's where I came up with it. Now, where it comes to Negiah, there we find that Amar Rav Yehuda, now what Rav Yehuda says over here, or some don't have this Amar Rav Yehuda, they just have this Tanya, that the Pasuk says, additionally, Benogea, the dinim of Maga, so there it says, V'lakach ezov, v'taval b'mayim, ishtahar, v'hizo al ha'ohel, okay, and furthermore, v'al ha'nogea, forget about if he went into an oil, v'al ha'nogea ba'etzem, o b'chalal, o b'meit, o b'kova, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, so we got a whole now new drasha, Benogea Tumas Maga, which is what we were referring to before, Al Pnei HaSadeh, that was talking about Tumas Eihel. Now let's be medayik each word in the Pasuk over here about a Nogea Be'etzem, or Becholol, or Be'meit, or Be'kover. Let's take a look and see what it's referring to over here. So now, where it says Nogea Be'etzem, or Be'chalal, I want to darshan that also. Be'etzem, well, what is Be'etzem referring to? The etzem is referring to an etzem kisora, which is metame only b'maga, indeed, and there's a new halacha, which we did not see before in the case of oil. It conspicuously leaves out the din of etzem in the story of the first pasuk that we have. Oh, then it says, oh, bechalal. Now, wait a minute. Bechalal we had in the earlier pasuk that it was talking about tumas oil. This must be referring to an Eiver Shenechlal Min Achai, but Ein Bo Basar Kedei La'alot Arucha. So here we're talking about my case, says Reish Lakish. There's a new word, Becholo Benogea Tumas Maga, which talks about the same case, an Eiver Min Achai, that does not have sufficient Basar on it to regenerate had it been connected to a living organism. Furthermore, continues the Pasuk, O, continues on to say, O B'meit. What's the case of O B'meit? Aha. And so you see that there is a tumas maga in an aver that was nechlal min hameit she'ein bo kedei lahalot aruka. That means, that's what it should say over here, obviously. And indeed, the other gersos have it. So this comes to add now the other case that I told you about, which is that our Mishnah here in Nazir is only coming to me motzi michlal tumas oyel. But it's certainly not coming to be meitzi michlal tuma bichlal. Mago masa would have, even though it's insufficient to regenerate, and even though it doesn't have an etzem kisayra, and even though it doesn't have kisayis baser, doesn't matter. The posik says there's a new tuma of maga on a mate in the context of cholol. Cholol mate is an eber that's nechlal min amit. And why does it say oba cover? Isn't that a contradiction? We just learned in the other posik that we darshan that the kever is betame even ba'oyah. So what do you got to tell me? Somebody who's no gea ba kever. Oh, Omer Reish Lakish, this is talking about a kever shelifnei hadibur. This is talking about a case where someone died before matan Torah. Now, what happens to such a mace? The dinim of tuma are dinim that were mitchachu at that point. So only someone now who is included in these psukim from this point forward is included in the dinim of tuma. So what's the halacha of a kever from pre-Matan Torah? The halacha is that it's metame b'maga and not metame b'ayom. What about this? It's bothered. What about, according to the Shita's all, that even kivrei Yaakov are metame b'ayom? That's a machloikas. Says Taisus Enochinami. Maybe this would be going only according to Rabbi Shimon. Kivrei Yaakov are not metame b'ayom. In which case, I mean, if you hold Kivrei Yaakov are metame b'ayom, Yaakov are mekabel the Torah. Right? Nonetheless, you're saying the Makabal Tumas, so a Jew before Kabbalah Satera is a Dinamanakum. Okay, fine. It's a Dinamanakum and Osmim. Okay, Enochinami. Yeah. But Tosis learns that. Therefore, we could say it's going out Libra Rabbi Shimon. And Enochinami. It's giving them the same halacha that it's only Metame Bamaga and not Metame Echidami. What would be the case? I mean, obviously, if we have over here this Avram and Amate, I Avram and Amate, Echidami, I mean, obviously, he beats of Kisaira. If there is an etzem kisayra, says Reish Lakish, I mean, you just darshaned in this very pusik oba etzem. And that case is an etzem kisayra. So what do I got to tell me if the etzem kisayra is part of an aver? What, it's going to be worse if it's part of an aver? Elamai, it's got to be talking about an aver that does not have an etzem kisayra, correct? Sign on to give etzem. Ela, it's got to be talking about the let be etzem kisayra. V'afilu hochi, Rachmana Ravya. You see from here that the Torah was marbe, a halacha, a new halacha of an aver without an etzem kisaira and without basar kira'ui to regenerate. And nonetheless, it's telling you that it's betami b'maga. There you go. So what are you all jumping down me? I'm telling you a brisa. Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Excuse me, sir. Not true. It does have an etzem kisaira. If it has an etzem kisaira, so then why do I need in the same pasuk two things that are talking about etzem kisaira? Aha! Because, says Rabbi Yochanan, what does it say over here? The al hanegeya. No. Does it say anything about masa here? No. Where does it say in the Torah the din of masa? We said maga and masa and etzem kisaira. Therefore, repeats the Torah unnecessarily, b'chalal, which is a reference to an aver, to make you ask the very question that Reish Lakish, my dear friend, has just pointed out. What's the point? To which he wrongly concluded that the point is that the aver is betami without the etzem kisaira, but which rightfully should have been concluded as I concluded, namely, that since there's no chiddush in the etzem din of tumas maga, because you already said to etzem, as Reish Lakish pointed out, it must be coming to be marba in eno din for tumas maga. It's coming to be marba, new tumah of tumas masa, but not a new tumah that never appeared before bichlal, called an aver that doesn't have basar to be mala aruka. That not? So therefore, you don't have an extra pasuk to tell me what Reish Lakish is saying, says Rabbi Yochanan. So this becomes now the machlokas about the diuk in the reisha legabe a aver that doesn't have enough to be matami. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Zekenim arishonim miktzatan ayomrim chatzi kav atzamot v'chatzi lugdam lakol. Rova atzamot reviyaz dam, nothing, lo lakol. Miktzatan ayomrim af rova atzamot reviyaz dam, lakol. Even including those. Beit din shel acharim amru, chatzi kav atzamot v'chatzi lugdam lakol. Rova atzamot reviyaz dam, only v'drum v'kachim av alol anozim v'osip pesach. Michte, why would we paskin like that? Ein achra ashli shit machrat. Omr of Yaakov bar idi mi pi shmu'a omru. Mi pi chagai zechariyahu malachi. Al eilu anazir megaleach. And then it says, al eilu anazir megaleach. So al eilu the reisha, that's coming to be memayet etzem kisaora. Where al maga o masa'o alone is megaleach. But al ahilo lo. Ve'al eilu the sefes lama'ute even. Hasechuchit, or the other girsa, even amisama, chatzi kavatzamot, so chatzi vakatzamot in, but rovatzamot lo. Let me ask you something. Hechidam, yileba de itbonatzamot kisaora, so typically mishumetzim kisaora. So obviously it's got to be talking about ela de ikma kachmuchi. Aleber min amet, aleber min achai, shiesh aleim basakaroi. Okay, but how about in aleim basakaroi, which the mission never explains? What would be the din? Rabbi Yochanan says, forget about it. Ein anozir megaleach aleim. Reish Lakish says, no. In that case, the nozir is megaleach aleim. The mishnah is only being memayed oyel. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein anozir megaleach aleim. It says, b'reish al evrim and amet val evrim rachai sheyesh behem basar karaui. So you see, dafka yesh behem basar karaui. Naval ein aleim lo. Reish Lakish says, no. You are megaleach because how come it leaves it out of the seifa? So midaloka tani b'seifa. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I understand. Of course it does. Why bother saying it b'seifa? Rabbi Yochanan, kolecha de mishma michlola from the reisha. Why do you need to repeat it? Loka tani b'seifa. That's not true, says Reish Lakish. V'chatzi kavatzamot, which is mishma from the reisha. Dafka chatzi kavatzamot in rova atzamot. Lo, nonetheless, it does say v'katani b'seifa rova atzamot. Well, of course. So it needs to repeat the din of Rova to tell me that there is a din of Mago Masa. Okay, what about a Chatzi Lugdam? Where from there I would also been able, Shamat Mina Chatzi Lugdam, yes, but Revias Adam Lo. And nonetheless, Katani Besefer, Revias Dam, Ein Anozim Galea. That's something else. That's to add la fukim and also la fukim Rabbi Akiva. The Yom Rabbi Akiva reviyas dam ababi shnei metim metame ba'ol. It's coming to tell me no, not like Rabbi Akiva. So getting back to the Avram and Amet. I mean, echidami the machlokis Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Ide it be etzem kisaora. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? It's not metame. So my time Rabbi Yochanan. Vida let be etzem kisaora. Where does Reish Lakish get the idea that such a thing is metame? My time at Reish Lakish. Amr lecha Reish Lakish le'olam delet be'etzem kiseora. Vafilu hachi rachmona rabia, the Tanya. V'chol asher yiga al pnei asadeh b'chalal cherev oba meit. And we darshan this to mean, al pnei asadeh zeh hama ahil al pnei hameit. Bechalal is a reference to Eva Menachai, where Yeshlo la'alot arucha. Cherev, that comes to tell me, Cherev ha'rezek kechalal. Oba meit comes to tell me, even an Eva that's nechalal min ha'meit, which has basak de la'alot arucha. Oba etzem adam is referring to rova atzamot, which would be metameh ba'oel. Oba kever is coming to tell me that a kever is satum, even though it has a halal tefach, is metameh. The Yomar Mar, Tuma Bokad Viola, Tuma Bokad Vioredit. The Ilu Gabi Nigia, Omar Viuda, or Ilu Gabi Nigia Tanya, Hanogea Beetzem, O Bechalal, which we dash to mean Beetzem is an Etzem Gizora. Bechalal is an Ever Nechla Menachai, Vein Bola Alot Arucha. Bemace is an Ever, Shenechla Menamate, Vein Bola Alot Arucha. O Bekever, Omer Shlokish, that's referring to a Kever of Neadi, but it's Betami only Bemaga. Now, getting back to the case of the Avram and Amet, says Reish Lakish, I Avram and Amet echidam. Idi it be'etzim kisora. So then that's what we just said. That's not gea be'etzim. Eladalet be'etzim kisora. And nonetheless, afilochi rachman aravia. There you go. It's exactly what I said. Vrebi ochre namalacha. Liyaylam di itbe. So then what's the point of repeating it? Imeno inyan lamago, which it says, but feresh va'anogea. It's an Eyu Inyan that it's also metame bim asa lembasa o.